It's been a joy to be able to come and to share my heart with you in this format. And I was thinking about a lot of things, and I was reflecting as Judy and I have been away, and even in the days that we live in. I think I told you the story one time, or maybe I haven't, but there was a gentleman who was in the Army, and he was getting assigned to a new base, and as he was pulling into the base, most military bases have signs when you start in, something either to trigger your thoughts or to make you think about something. And the sign said, "Is this the day?" And it startled him for a minute, because he got to thinking, well, I'm in the military. I have my life on the line all the time. Is this the day when my life will end? We never know, do we? There was a African-American culture spiritual entitled, "Ain't Got Time to Die." It was written by a gentleman named Hal Johnson. And it had these joyfully dramatic words that I want to share with you. "Been so busy praising my Jesus. Been so busy working for the kingdom. Being so busy serving my master. I ain't got time to die. If I don't praise him and if I don't serve him, the rocks are going to cry out. Glory and honor, glory and honor. Ain't got time to die." Did you ever think about that? We never know when our day and time is coming. I said facetiously, but it's true. I looked around on my body and I did not see no expiration date. You know, when you buy a product, that's one thing you look at and say, when's the expiration date? Well, we don't have one. Well, maybe we do. And maybe it's the day, or maybe it's not. These inspiring words of this wonderful spiritual song, the composer of it is underscoring and celebrating the joy and the excitement of being a Christian. That's the most important thing. The joy and the excitement of serving our Lord in gratitude for what he has done for us. I think the point is that this spiritual song is trying to drive home to us with great enthusiasm that when we really become Christians, when we really commit our lives to Christ, then we can't sit still. We become so excited, so thrilled, so grateful for our new life in Christ that we can't help but love him, praise him, and serve him, and share him with others. You know, we don't do enough of testifying in church anymore. And what I mean by that, people getting up and telling their story of how their life was changed when Christ came into their life. Now, there's some folks, and I'm always amazed that when I first got into the ministry, every time I go to a new church, I always tell my story or my testimony. And inevitably, when I always try to go to the back door when the service is over, some elderly women especially, once in a while a man, but pretty much elderly women would say, "Oh, Pastor, I wish I had a testimony like that. That was wonderful." And I look at him and I hug him and I said, "You got the best testimony because you believed in Christ since you were a child. That's the best testimony. It took me 40 some odd years to get it through my head. But the best testimony is trusting and loving the Lord from the beginning of your life." Now, not many people can do it, and a lot of people haven't done it. I know I haven't done it. But when I finally hit bottom in all of my challenges in life, when I had nowhere to look except up, and I remember the Christian influence that I had in my life as a young man, even though I ignored it, through the Evangelical United Brethren Church, which later became joining with the Methodist Church, becoming what we now know as the United Methodist Church. So then I started studying and started going to AA meetings and fellowshipping and going to church, which I hadn't done in years. And little by little, the people that loved me were planting seeds in my heart. And then I finally accepted the Lord in my life. It was an exciting thing. Now my life had changed. A lot of the problems and situations I had to deal with didn't change, but I was able to handle them better than I ever did before. When Christ came into my life, my whole life changed for the good. But I think the most important thing that changed for the good is knowing that no matter what happens to me in this world, if I trust in Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and that He cleansed me from my sins, and I have access to the heavenly realm, that no matter what happens in this world, I know I have eternal life. That's what Christ had promised us, is just trust and obey. There's no other way but to trust in Jesus. I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but I thought it would be a good thing just to share with you, because being a Christian is not easy, especially in the day and time that we live in. But it is important because it is a personal, and you need to know that, a personal relationship with the living God through Christ. Your relationship with Christ is probably a lot different than mine, but it's personal. You can go to God through Jesus Christ and say, "Daddy, I need to talk to you. Can I crawl up on your lap?" You know, it's a wonderful thing. When Jesus was on the cross and He gave up the ghost, the veil in the temple, which separated, that the normal people couldn't go to the temple. They had to go through the priest and all that. But when Jesus gave up to the ghost, the veil in the temple rent in two, signifying that you and I have direct access to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. No longer do we have to go to a priest or whatever. We can go directly to God. That's why I encourage you to talk to God. God loves you. He wants to talk to you. And, you know, so take advantage of knowing that you can go directly to God. Well, we always have a lot of prayer requests and a lot of things that we want to come in a prayer of agreement with and for. But as I was saying, you can go directly to God. And you don't need a number to call or an email or a text, although we'd love to hear from you, because we'd love to come into a prayer of agreement with you. But you can go directly to God with all your prayer requests. We always close this little segment with the traditional words of Our Father, which is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer. Join me. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, God loves you, and I love you, and thank you for letting me just ramble a little bit today. In Jesus' name, have a good day.